We're doing Ramban's letter, Torat Hashem Tmima. And the letter is about the holistic nature of Torah. The Torah encompasses many forms of wisdom. And now it's a new semester. It's a new semester and Rosh Hashanah is coming up, so we're going to pick up with the middle of the first chapter of the speech. It's relevant to us. Now, the Ramban had been discussing how the Torah teaches us things that we would have no other way of knowing. So he says, the first thing you have to know is that all wisdom stems from Torah. That without Torah, there's no difference between man and the donkey he's riding upon. And he says, look at nations that have never been exposed to Torah. Their systems are so warped, they really lead lives that are unethical. And the Ramban says something which we had a long discussion about. He says that if man is left to his own intellect, then man can really develop convoluted and completely wrong systems of ethics. And man without Torah doesn't know what's good and what's bad. And we had many questions on this. We asked whether the Ramban means it as extreme as he says it. And the Ramban had discussed how even the plants, the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom, they're all here really to fulfill a role that's described within Torah. Now the Ramban continues and says, V'chein tachshov bayamim. He says you should also recognize how Torah impacts our calendar, our days. Even if we take it as a given, Hashem judges the world on Rosh Hashanah. We have 2 weeks to Judgment Day. Okay, we have 16 days from now. The world is going to be judged. And we're going to take it as a given that from the time of creation, Hashem created this fundamental concept that the world will be judged on this day every year. And there's even an allusion to it in the stars. In the zodiac, this month is the month of the scale, representing judgment. But if one reveals to you that secret, if Hashem says, hey buddy, I'll tell you what day your judgment is, And on that day, you'll make your case, you'll say what you're supposed to say, you'll bow before your Creator. And 10 days down from it, on Yom Kippur, you'll fast. Hashem will forgive you. So Hashem's revealing to you a very important secret of how the planet runs, how the world functions. So the Torah reveals to you something very important. Otherwise, you just behave on Rosh Hashanah like any other day. And about everything the Torah tells you, you should know. If you behave this way, you come closer to your Creator. You behave differently, it'll distance you from Him. What other wisdom is there, says the Ramban? You live on a planet, you have no way of knowing, what am I supposed to do? What does God want me to do? He says, that in its own right makes the Torah extraordinary. That the Torah is revealing to you what does Hashem want from you. Last week's parsha, there was a mitzvah that men shouldn't dress up like women. So Rashi says, men shouldn't adorn women's clothing. The idea is, Rashi says two things. And for some reason, in my mind, I always stuck the second one. I didn't even notice that there was a first one. So the second thing Rashi writes is that if men get dressed up as women, they're doing it in order to mix into women and ultimately do immoral things with the women. So I always thought about the time I was in high school where a group of girls on Purim got dressed up as guys and came into our high school and started dancing with the guys. And then they went and danced with the Rosh Yeshiva dressed up as guys, right? You couldn't know they were girls. It was Purim. And all kinds of things could have happened. Luckily for us, there were some guys doing drugs and the police came and busted the whole party. The party was supposed to be innocent and fair, right? But there were guys who went into the high school and started doing drugs, and so the police came, the whole party exploded. But who knows what would have happened if you have a bunch of guys drinking alcohol, and girls come in, and I don't know if they drank or not, but they got dressed up as guys to come and dance with the guys. I mean, where would that have led to? I don't know. Later on, we understood what happened. So that pshat in Rashi always stuck in my mind. But there's another pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, maybe this is the simple pshat in the pasuk. Men shouldn't dress like women. Meaning, there seems to be this, within the range of the psychology that the Torah addresses, there seems to be some men who have this desire to get dressed up as women. I always thought they were just quacks. I always thought that if a man has that desire, okay, there are weirdos in the world. You know, there are people who talk to their shadow. There are all kinds of people. So, fine. I didn't think it was within the range of what we would call normative psychology that we have to deal with. But the Torah gives us a mitzvah about it. So it must be, it's not like crazy and far-fetched to the point where you don't have to deal with it. Must be there does exist such a desire by some people to get dressed up as women. So the Torah is revealing to us something in the range. V'chein amu b'midrash Tehillim, and so too the Midrash in Tehillim says that when the pasuk says ner l'ragli dvarecha ve'olin tivati, your words, Hashem, are the lamp with which I guide my feet. They are the light that shines on my path. David says, "Bati lechalel Shabbat." I was coming to desecrate Shabbos. Hirali Torah. Torah shines my way and tells me, "Shamot yom Shabbat lekacho." Watch the day of Shabbos. That means that, left to my own understanding, says David, I wouldn't keep Shabbos. It would be a regular work day. Torah gave me a new way of leading my life. Bati lena'ef, David the Melech says, I came to commit adultery. He'ir ali Torah, the Torah shined up and said, no, mot yumat ano'ef manu'afet, he who commits adultery will get killed. David HaMelech says, ner l'ragli dvarecha, your words shine up my path. The Ramban is fighting full force for what he said initially. Without Torah, you cannot count on an ethical system. You can end up everywhere. Look, unfortunately, the world we live in today, there are parties where people exchange their wives with one another. Who would have thought? But people say, hey, if I agree and she agrees and he agrees and she agrees, so what's wrong? What do you mean what's wrong? Torah says you should rather die than do that. Yareg val yavor. It's things that we shouldn't even consider crossing our lips. David HaMelech says, if I didn't have Torah, I'd be there. Torah shines up my light. If not for Torah, I wouldn't know what path to go on. So Ramban says, Torah tells us what day of the year we're judged on. Torah tells us how the world functions. Torah gives us an ethical system. And without it, says the Ramban, man is doomed. We'd like to think we're good people. Yeah, what's called good? Maybe that's called good. So Torah, no. Says Torah teaches us what's right. And so that's the next point we're learning here in the Ramban in Torat Hashem Tmimah. And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, on Thursday.